boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have a secret.
No. I can't do it yet?
Not yet.
This is why no one should tell me any company secrets whatsoever.
We do have a secret. But we have to wait 24 hours to tell you.
We can't fully tell you. Can we dance around it?
Can I tell you if I see you at the grocery store? It might slip.
Maybe. Can we give some pro tips?
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe make sure you're part of those girls' sweat squad.
Ooh.
That might like help out, figure out what's going on.
Okay, you're already part of it. Just make sure you're watching. Something might pop up in there if you're not a part of it. It's a private group on Facebook called Those Girls Sweat Squad. Request to join. We'll get you in the next couple minutes. Something else. You know, our Z newsletter goes out every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Inside that, you get to hear behind-the-scenes stories from every jock here. And then sometimes you get a little incentive.
Get a little early access.
Uh-huh. For being a Z newsletter subscriber. So, what are you doing? Subscribe.
Yeah, go.
Because you would have early access to this information that we're not allowed to say for another 24 hours.
Right. KZIA.com is where you can sign up for that Z-mail newsletter. Otherwise, join Those Girl Sweat Squad on Facebook and then be back here in 24 hours from right this second.
Somebody duct tape my mouth because I can't promise I won't say anything.
Yeah, we might need to.
It's going to be No, I'm just kidding.
No!
I'm too stupid for the internet.
Well, same. You would think.
And I have a hard problem of believing everything I see. And I try really hard not to, but I'd be doing that kind of thing.
Are you falling for the AI animals jumping on trampolines?
Oh my God. You know what I have right now is dachshund doing Olympic.
Oh, that's fun. I would believe that just because I want to believe that.
I'm like, oh, there's a dachshund skiing. That's cool. And doing tricks. No, right now, all over my Facebook timeline is, there's going to be a snowstorm Thursday, blah, and Friday, and 18 inches of snow, rah, rah, rah. I believed it for a second. And then I'm like, is this true? So I'm searching one source, and I'm like, I don't see any snow. Search another source, still don't see any snow. I'm like, there's no way this is true. I'm getting bamboozled. But it was one post after another post after another post. Then yesterday, I tell you.
Yeah, you're spreading rumors. Then I'm like, what are you talking about? This reminds me, not even a couple weeks ago, I feel, we had Rebecca Kopelman on, chief meteorologist at Iowa's News Now, talking about people who were freaking out about exploding trees in the cold.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. Facebook is making me believe in like high winds and bomb cyclones. And I'm like, what is all of this?
Exploding trees to 18 inches of snow.
What? Yeah, that's what you said, was 18 inches. Yeah. And I'm like, I wore a t-shirt yesterday. What do you mean?
I was like, excuse me, Mother Nature. We got downtown to get to.
I'm saying. I don't believe any of you on Facebook.
And you know what? Is they're changing their name to look believable. It says Meteorologist Iowa or Iowa Weather. And I'm like, well, if it says Iowa Weather, I'll believe you.
I guess I've never even thought of that. People just adding a title on. God, I could be a doctor on Facebook and nobody would know. I should do that.
I feel like that's a crime. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it might be.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, so I know that you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You're going to love this dating trend. And actually, I'm going to say that it could also apply to people in relationships.
Okay.
It's called storybooking. We're going back to the olden times, people.
I'm so confused. What do you mean storybook? I don't
storybooking.
Know. Storybooking. Am I supposed to know what that means?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you. That's okay. What I'm here for.
I was like, is this common knowledge? No. I'm really that dumb.
Welcome to Trending with Taylor, where I tell you what you're supposed to know. No, this comes from Bumble, the dating app, and they have coined this new term, storybooking, where people are pretending like they're dating in a different time period. Okay.
Oh, my toes just curled.
We're talking, you know, Renaissance or...
Can it be anything?
Yeah, it comes from, obviously, pop culture shapes this, right? There's Wuthering Heights is out. Bridgerton is out right now. So it's making people want that old-timey...
So it could be Renaissance, could be Bridgerton, could be, like, 70s?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Why not? I don't know what dating was like in the... I feel like it's the older times because... like
the fashion in the 70s, you know?
Okay, well, it's not about the fashion. It's about the love.
The drugs.
I thought this you would be about the love, the yearning, the candlelight, the knight in shining armor.
Oh, no,
that's
I love
what it's
it.
About. But you're worried about go-go boots and special brownies. I thought you'd be all over
no,
this.
I just did, you know, a brownie sounds real good right about now. But, no, I... Can I ask a question? And this is an educated question.
Okay.
So you do not dog on it. Do you understand?
Well, it depends.
When you say we date like we're in the Renaissance, okay? So yeah. What does that... We don't dress up? We do dress up?
It's the intention. Instead of like playing games like texting and stuff, it's like grand gestures, candlelit dinners, like...
Oh, I need this.
Professing love. As they did in like Romeo and Juliet.
I just didn't know if that also goes into nighttime.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
And do we role play there?
I don't care what you do. And I don't want to know.
I said it was an educated guess. I'm just, how far are we taking
it? My educated answer is I don't want to know.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My old lady is showing way too much lately.
Well, I mean, you are officially in your 30s.
Okay. She just wants to keep mentioning that because she's still in her...
My late 20s.
Late 20s.
Yes. And I still will be after this year. Thank you very
much. She's like, no, boo boo. I'm still not 30, you old lady. She's like, I have the cane ready for you over there.
I've been ready. Yeah.
So I've been telling you all sorts of things that I just noticed my old lady problems are coming. My old lady habits are coming out, from buying a recliner to cross stitching that recliner for hours to
hot flashes.
So I've been buying some clothes at the Hallmark store.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Things are really getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Welcome to another habit of being 90.
I said, you were like 29 going on 68.
I know. So we went on a walk on a trail the other day, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I had noticed almost immediately that on this trail, there's like, don't ask me bodies of water. Don't ask me what river it is. I don't know crap.
Like a little pond maybe?
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I love the sound of running water.
Okay.
I do. Not the kind in your sink. Boring. I'm talking about like you could just hear lake water or like river water just flowing
water. It's zen to you. Need that. You do.
Just more zen.
Yeah, you need some zen in your life.
She's crazy. So I noticed that, and as soon as I heard that beautiful sound of the running water, right, I noticed there's a bench, and I told neighbor man, I'm like, you know what, I should bring my cross stitching stuff. I've got it in a cute little old lady basket. There's a bench right there, and I should cross stitch.
Wow.
Why?
I mean, that sounds really nice, and I think you should do that if you want to. But, like, wow. I mean, that's... Because, you know, my first thought, as somebody who is, like...
28, I knew it.
No, Gen Z don't want to leave my house. I'm like, well, you could turn on, like, a stream video on YouTube and listen to running water from the privacy of your own home. But if you want to go out and do that, I'm not going to judge...
Oh, my God.
But I'm wondering when you're going to become, like, the lady that feeds the birds, too.
I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea.
Or are you going to, like...
What do you feed them?
I don't... Bread? I don't know. I'm not old. I don't know the answer.
I know you're going to laugh again when I say that. Sometimes I like to play the role of therapist.
I won't laugh. But I am concerned about that. You should go to a licensed therapist.
I know. But sometimes I like to play the role, and I like to just evaluate and understand why I have certain habits and why I do certain things and just what's going on in that little brain up there.
Sure.
And it's small.
Let us in.
But I was talking to neighbor man last night, and I was like, I really don't understand like why I like cross stitching so much. Like when you think about it, it could seem to some like a boring hobby. I don't blame you if you think that. Mm. But I'm like, why this one? Because I've tried Knitting or I tried crocheting. I can't remember the difference. Crocheting, I've tried coloring, I've tried reading books. Diamond art, nothing ever just stuck around.
You didn't commit to anything.
No. So why cross stitching? And he was like, honey, I think it's that mommy daughter bonding because my mom cross stitches and now you finally have that mommy daughter bonding that you've always wanted that you didn't get as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, bingo. I'm not charging you for that free therapy.
Good
session.
One. Hit the nail on the head. But I do think that is valid.
100%. Do you have, is there a hobby like that for you or anything? Or?
Okay. So, me and my mom have a lot of the same hobbies. So I'm not even going to touch on that because we do a lot of the same things.
She likes to bake. You like to bake.
Yeah. We color. We do all the things. But my dad, okay, let me tell you what this reminds me of.
Wait a minute. I guess I've never thought about your dad.
My dad, I don't enjoy putting money into my car. You know what I mean? I don't enjoy getting an oil change. However, if I'm going
to
tell
one person.
Does that
man like to do that?
No, but I like to tell him because then we have a shared proud moment. If I text my dad today and said, Dad, I got the oil changed in my car.
Did you today?
No, I didn't. I'm not due yet. But last time
she's
I did
don't
that.
Don't get the gun. I'm not that cool yet.
The last time it was like I pretended like I enjoyed it. Like it was a hobby. Dad, I got my oil changed today. And he was so proud of me, and we bonded over that, and he's like, proud of you, bud. I'm really glad that you took care of that.
Wait, that's so cool.
That's what I feel like is the same thing, where it's not necessarily.
So does that make you care more about your car?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because the last thing you want is your dad to be mad at you.
She's like, I have been yelled at one too many times about my oil change.
Yes, I have.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm so excited to talk about this because we had a magical moment yesterday.
We did.
I didn't have the chance to bring it up. We had the pleasure of seeing the street sweeper here in Cedar Rapids.
They're out. They're on the loose.
Oh, what a treat. I literally said that. I got so excited as we were driving and I'm like, the street sweeper. Oh, I wanted to honk, but I didn't want them to think that I was like mad at them. Yeah. I just wanted to cheer them on because I love the street sweeper. But as we were driving by it, you actually noticed something crazy that I've never noticed.
Well, you were driving, so like obviously you saw them, but you were trying to focus on driving.
I didn't want to hit the street sweeper, you know?
And that's when I said, Taylor, there's not one, but there's two of them. There was two dudes in the street sweeping vehicle.
Mm-hmm. In the cab.
Uh-huh. And they both got a steering wheel. Why?
I just Googled it.
Did you really?
Because I didn't know. I'm like, this is lore I'm not familiar with.
This is crap they don't teach us in school. No! I'd love to know.
So I just Googled it because I was like, oh my God, they really do. It's like dual steering wheels. Uh-huh. What's the purpose? Because the guy that's not closest to the curb can't see the curb. They need to be able to help each other out. If you're on the left side and you're on that side of the street, you'd be curb checking constantly. And then the street sweeper would be on its side, probably.
So is it kind of like, you know how in driver's ed?
Yes.
You know,
like a brake.
The instructor would get a break.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they didn't know what you were going to do as a young little kid driving.
A wee lad.
So there, the person closest to the curb is just kind of like correcting.
Yes, making sure. That's what the internet says.
Oh my God. I need this on a daily.
Oh, you need a passenger.
I need a passenger.
Wheel. I agree because I probably am concussed from the amount of times that I've whacked my head on a window when you curb checked.
It already happened once this week with her.
I know. And now you wonder why I've been driving recently. I'm whining to you all the time about how bad I sleep at night and I just can't ever get any good sleep. And I've tried a lot of different things. But last night I tried something new by the idea of my boyfriend, Curly. He convinced me to wear a nose strip to sleep.
What?
Did I tell you? So we had gone to Costco, as we do, and one of the things he was most excited to find there was a bulk package.
You told me about this, but I didn't think you guys bought it.
Yeah, it was like snorer nose strips, because he is a snorer. Not horribly, but he was like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. So it's the kind that like opens your airways or whatever. It looks like you got a Band-Aid on your nose. And he has been raving about these things for the last couple weeks that he's been using
Question
them.
For the room.
Yeah.
Did his snoring actually improve?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Especially, he really...
Which meant your sleep was supposed to improve.
Yeah, I have not noticed it. It hasn't woken me up in the middle of the night. Normally, it bothers me if I'm trying to fall asleep and he's already asleep and he's snoring. That's when it really is upsetting. But no, it hasn't been an issue since he's been wearing these things. So I believe that they work. But last night, we got into bed and I had a real sneezing fit for some reason. I'm not sure what was
like
going on
with me. Like a cat.
Literally like a cat. So with that, I was getting all congested and my nose is running. And I'm like, oh, God, this is horrible. Like, what a way to go to sleep. And he's like, oh, my God, I forgot to put my nose strip on. Why don't you come on in to the snoring store that I own and I'll let you use one of my nose strips. I'm like, no, that's so silly. And
you're like, oh, I just don't. No, she was like, I don't want to look like a dork in the bed.
Well, and that, I'm like, is it going to expand my nostrils? How embarrassing. And also, I already wake up ugly.
Wait a minute. Expand your nostrils. Is it going inside the nose?
No, it's on the outside. But it's like. It's hard enough that it bends, but it kind of pulls your nostrils out so you can breathe better. Whatever. He convinced me to do it.
Is it at one point going to change the form of your nose?
I was scared this morning. Okay, so I did it. I slept great, actually. I could breathe phenomenally. But I woke up this morning and I pulled the thing off. I'm like, wait a minute now. I got XL nostrils.
What is XL nostrils?
Like extra large. They were stretched out.
That's funny. That's funny.
I don't even know. I haven't looked in the mirror in the last couple hours. Is it still looking big? Don't lie. I'm concerned. I can smell freaking colors,
Wait a
though.
Minute. Okay, so you want me to tell you if I think your nostrils look bigger? Because I'm not allowed to lie.
Do they? They were feeling large this morning. They were. Stretched them out.
No, they look fine.
Okay. I don't know if I can do it nightly because, like...
But I am afraid they are going to stretch out.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm afraid this is going to change the form of your nose. It's like almost like Botox. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to do it again.
She can have large and in charge and nostrils.
New fear unlocked. Thanks.
How do you entertain a boyfriend?
He should be so enamored with your presence that he doesn't need entertainment.
What do you mean? Break's over. Thanks for coming to our show. Taylor nailed it.
I thought that's what you would normally say. Like, I'm entertaining enough.
Those girls in the afternoon are done for the afternoon. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. I believe it. I do.
No, okay. I got to tell you what's been happening. So a couple months ago, I'd say before Christmas, my boyfriend neighbor man just really wanted a video game a lot. And I'd let him. But then there'd be days where I'm like, can't we just hang out? Can't we watch TV? Can't we go do something? And he'd be like, honey, I really want a game with my friends. Okay. Couldn't you just cross stitch? And I was like, nah, I'm not in the mood for it. Fast forward. I'm hooked. I'm back into my cross-stitching game, and I can't be stopped.
You're in a flow state.
I am. Don't stop me. I don't want to be. Okay? So now we're at this point where I'm cross-stitching all the time. I've got a recliner in the gaming room. I'm in just the most relaxed state ever. I'm loving this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in the gaming room like he's always wanted us to hang out together, but he's not gaming because... None of his friends are on. I don't know if they just suddenly have lives. What's going on? Maybe they flopped over and dead. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hope not. Are you guys good? Check in, please.
Text those girls. Let us know.
Yeah, we need to know of all people.
I don't know what happened, but his friends haven't been gaming. So he's got no one to game with. And he keeps telling me it's not as fun if he doesn't have his friends. So I just feel this need that I've got to entertain him. And so I'll be like, okay, honey, I can stop, you know, cross-stitching. What do you want to do? And he keeps telling me, no. You cross-stitch. I'll entertain myself. But I'm telling you, he looks like a sad puppy dog. He looks so bored out of his mind. And he keeps telling me he wants to pick up a new hobby. What?
My idea of how to fix this is you just start telling him what to do. Hey, why don't you go vacuum the kitchen? Hey, why don't you rub this foot? And then suddenly he's going to have all these new friends and he's going to be back to gaming in no time. Because who wants to do chores for fun? Not him. I can tell you that right now.
All I heard was rub this foot and I was sold. Because I'm telling you.
I knew. I'm speaking your language.
I feel like my boyfriend neighbor man's new hobby is actually a hobby to find where to hide my dead body. I think he's plotting... Murder.
His hobby is murder?
Uh-huh.
Or plotting a murder?
I was telling you that he was bored last night and didn't really want to play video games. So I'm in the same room. I'm cross-stitching. And I'm in the zone. But at some point, I did look up and I was like, okay, what's he doing? Because clearly he's not gaming. That's when I noticed he's doing an odd amount of searches on Google Maps. But it's not just like Google Maps and like, where's the nearest McDonald's? Things like that. Businesses. Things.
Mm-hmm.
He was in fields. He was in forests. He was on like higher land, water. Where you hide bodies. Mm-hmm. I would assume. That made me sound... I wouldn't know where you hide bodies, but I just...
Uh-huh. Okay, now the story's flipping a little bit. Take note of that, fellow detectives.
That's just like always where I see they hide bodies,
yeah.
You know? Okay. So I said out loud, I'm like, what are you doing? Is this like where you're going to hide my dead body?
Mm.
And he goes, ha, no. Then my next thought was, and you know me, every second I think he's proposing, I'm like, maybe.
Oh, Jesus. How do you go from... I mean, that's whiplash.
How do you go from maybe he's plotting my murder to proposing?
There's an illness for that, I think, probably.
Only I have it. Let me know what meds I can take because I need them. What? Can I tell you?
Yeah, keep. I'm waiting to see where else this goes and if I need to make a phone call.
So then I'm like, okay, maybe it's happening. Maybe he's like planning where he's going to propose. And these are like really pretty like scenic views. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you want to know what he was actually doing? Because it was neither.
Looking for a place to move to get away from your crazy? I don't know.
He was like looking up places to find rocks. He wants to go rock
hunting.
Oh,
for the love of God.
Taylor, we went from this is where I think he's hiding my dead body to, oh, maybe that's where he's proposing to. Oh, no, my boyfriend is never cheating on me.
No, this is all stupid. He's got to find a new hobby because it's going to make you spiral.
What do you mean it's going to make me spiral?
Well, you either think you're dying, getting married, or like ending up alone. I don't know.
I know you said that last night was not the temperature for it when we were on the show yesterday, but I did it anyways. I slept with the window open.
Did you really?
I did.
And?
I am a sucker for sleeping with the windows open at night. It's something about it. It's just so refreshing and so peaceful. I love hearing the cars drive by.
Okay, I hate that. But it also surprises me as somebody who's such an overthinker. I feel like I'm too anxious to sleep with my windows open. I immediately assume, number one, robbers. All you had to do is bring a pair of scissors and cut through the screen.
Okay, I think about that too. I am an overthinker because I think the same thing. I'm like, oh, all a robber has to do, bring a knife. Get through that screen, you're in, buddy.
Yeah.
I think that every single day. But I'm on the second floor, so I only keep those windows open.
Well, a good robber will bring a ladder. You know? I think about that. Then I also think back up, if it's not a robber, is it an animal? What if a deer gets in the house? What are we going to do?
Do you ever also think more into it? Like, as the robber, if the robber got in, where do you hide? What do you do? What would you hit the robber with? Where would you hide the pets? Oh, that pet's going to ruin it for us because they talk too much.
Bring a good point. I don't have a whacker next to my bed.
I need something to whack them. Taylor needs a whacker.
I need a baseball bat or some sort of club. I'm going to do that when I get home tonight.
Then you'll be able to whip out your whacker.
Yes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I got to tell you about wedding chaos that happened here in Iowa, actually.
What? Spill the tea.
This is one of the craziest stories that I've ever seen.
Can you imagine if they're listening? Hello.
Hey, they might be. Marshalltown, stand up. You out there? Because this is about a couple from Marshalltown, okay? Last week, they had planned, Alexis and Rianne, they wanted to have a courthouse wedding 2 days before Valentine's Day. Okay. So they had an appointment. They wanted something low key, just doing the courthouse thing, which a lot of people do nowadays. And I know that's something that you have planned on. I'm not doing this to fearmonger you, but this could happen. So they go to the courthouse. The two of them have children together. So they took their photos and were like ready to go for their appointment and found out the judge wasn't going to show up to the appointment.
Why?
I don't know. The judge wasn't going to come do the wedding for them. And guess what? There wasn't another judge available. Hello, this is their wedding. So obviously they're like, what are we going to do? And the bride's dad actually jumped in and was like, I've got it. I've got somebody. Jody. Okay. Jody is a friend of Alexis's dad who is ordained. Great. Always good to have somebody in your back pocket who's ordained, I guess. And Jody also is an owner and funeral director of Anderson Funeral Homes. Okay.
I fear where this is going.
So they hop in the cars. They drive over to the funeral home for their wedding. Okay. And it seems like, from what I've read, that there may have been an active...
No, there wasn't! No, there wasn't!
Was there a body in a casket?
I don't know. They said the parking lot was full, but they did not go into the... Oh, God, I don't know what it's all called. They didn't go into the funeral home part. They have a chapel at their funeral home place. I don't know. Can you tell that I've never had to really deal with the funeral home? So they went into the chapel. So it worked out. The guy, Jody, actually took time, 5 to 10 minutes, to meet with the couple beforehand, like most ordained individuals do, minister or whoever's marrying you, to find out what was important to them and how they wanted the ceremony to go. Meets with them. And they said it was actually even better than they could have imagined because they were totally fine with a courthouse wedding because they wanted it to be low key. But in the sense, doing it this way, they got more of a traditional feel type wedding. They were in a chapel. Their kids got to be flower girls and ring bearers, and it all happened at a funeral home, technically.
What in the Taylor wedding? This screams you all over it.
I don't know.
What?
One thing about me is I'm not messing with the deceased, okay?
Okay, but you love murder, so I just figured this is kind of...
I don't... What do you mean? I love murder.
You like to watch murder documentaries, so I was like, well, she likes murder. Murder equals death. Death equals funeral. I don't know. I figured maybe this would be up your alley.
You know
me. I'm not saying they were all murdered. Some might have died in other circumstances.
No, I don't. I told you before, I don't even want to look at myself on a wedding day. You think that I'm going to invite the deceased to be a part of it?
That would be
stay
the,
on your side.
No, Taylor, they would
go
be
to the light.
No. I'm telling you, they would be the best.
Because if you ever heard like a ghost trying to talk to you, they don't really like, if they don't finish a sentence. So they were going to tell you, you looked ugly, and sentence wouldn't be complete. It just would say fat.
Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel better at all.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Sometimes you just have a proud moment as a girlfriend where you realize, I've trained you well. My sweet, sweet being.
I love those moments.
Well, because, you know, that's what being a girlfriend's all about, is teaching them the way that you like things done or the things that are their problems and not yours.
Or you'll see an angry side of me that you don't ever want to see again.
Exactly. Those things that you're like, oh, you're going to learn quick. I had a
moment. That's why my mom was crazy. Yeah, you know. Now you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it really comes full circle. I had that moment last night, not about a chore or anything like that, because I've had those breakthroughs before. But my boyfriend Curly knows the routine when it comes to my coloring, okay? I have a whole, like, it's a spiritual thing for me, okay? It's a spiritual hobby.
I'm not laughing. I just wasn't expecting you to say spiritual.
It is. It relaxes me. I have my fancy markers. And it's like one of my favorite ways to unwind right now is to just go home and color cute teddy bears and things, okay? I am 28.
I just can't get over that you doing teddy bears and not like blood and gore. And
no, I did a cute little teddy bear last night, okay? And he knows the drill.
What is happening to you?
Number one, that don't bother me. Don't ask me to do things.
Okay, there she is again. Never mind, she's still here.
Well, yes. Don't bother me. This is my unwind time. Don't ask me to grab something. I'm in the middle of things, okay? He also knows that when I get a picture done, I always like to give him the piece of paper. I'm like, oh my gosh, look what I just colored. And for a long time, I would have to ask, well, what's your favorite part? What did I do the best? Do you like how I did the trees? Is it the sky? Oh, is it the little teddy bear's t-shirt? Now he knows to just automatically tell me what his favorite thing is. I'll hand it to him and I'll go, oh my gosh, look at those clouds. My favorite part's the clouds. Oh God, and I'm so proud that he just compliments me.
She just really needed the compliment.
I do.
How long did it take him to learn that habit? That
not very long,
really.
I mean, I've been coloring for a couple months, 2-3 months, and he's been in this routine for a while where I don't feel like I have to ask him. He just knows.
What's the reaction you're gonna give if he just one day forgets to come?
Well, I'm gonna ask.
So what, you don't love me?
So what, you hate me? And you hate my artistic skills?
I knew it. There it is. I love when we get to bring that up. So what, you don't love me? There was nothing pretty about this photo?
Well, yeah, I'll use any excuse to bring that up.
I don't mean to make you jealous, but na-na-na-na boo-boo, my kids are better than yours.
Okay.
Luna always sleeps in the bed with us. Fat Mochi's always right next to me. Mm-hmm. Evie's at the end of the bed. Of course, Zaw's in there, but he's underneath every blanket because he's a wiener dog and he's cold.
Right.
If you haven't heard, we've adopted 2 more kitties, Felicity and Maggie.
My God.
Maggie, it's been 2 months almost since having her, has started to learn the night routine and has been in the bed with us the last 2 nights. I think at some point we really do need to get a California king. Mm-hmm. Or one of us has to sleep in the guest bedroom and one of us has to sleep in the main bedroom.
I often tell you that I'm jealous of this because my cats, I mean, they'll come up for a very short amount of time.
And then they're out.
I take it back. That actually sounds horrible. Now we've crossed the line of that sounds
awful.
Like the worst. Like cat butt in your face.
Uh-huh. Dog paws in your ears.
Licking your toes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'd be moving out. I've had it. That's enough.
You guys can stay. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question. We're talking about the ER. Now, I hope you listening will not be making a visit anytime soon.
Especially, me too.
Especially with the thing we're going to talk about in tonight's question. Over 40,000 incidents of this were reported to the ERs in the last 12 months. What is it?
I guess it's kind of like a good thing to know what to look out for, maybe.
I know. Yeah. And 40,000, is that a lot compared to how many people?
Yeah, out of how many ER visits, right. I guess I don't know. I would like to stay oblivious about the ER. Thank you very much. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
She's like, if I don't think about it, if I don't speak about it, it won't happen to me.
I haven't had to go in, knock on wood.
You better
years.
Knock hard. That's what I thought.
Not even wood.
She's got no wood around. I hope that was wood. We got so much fake wood around here, I don't even know.
It's fake luck then.
Over 40,000 incidents of this were reported to ERs in the last 12 months. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. Over 40,000 incidents of this were reported to the ERs in the last 12 months. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4820 said firework accidents.
Have you ever shot off a firework?
No.
I think you would... Your finger would come
I
off.
I prefer having 10 fingers down on things, it. So
I knew it.
Don't care to try, you know?
Lauren says kitchen burns.
Mm,
we've all done it.
That makes sense. Brutal.
Have you ever burnt yourself in the kitchen?
Not bad enough to go to the ER, but...
What bad before?
I kept going through a phase recently. I think the scars have finally gone away. I kept burning myself on the oven. Like pulling stuff out of the oven and you accidentally bonk the rack.
Oh,
swear words. That's all I'll say. Swear words everywhere. 2124 said hoverboard injuries.
This is why I don't get on one.
Yeah, no thanks.
As soon as you get older, you start thinking about your body and you're like, yeah, I got bad ankles, bad knees. My back's not been doing the best. My ear hurts sometimes. And if my ear's hurting, my body's probably not like equally,
No, I can't. I'm sore when I wake up in the morning. I do not need to have like a broken arm on top of that. I'm a baby.
Mm-hmm.
As I age.
Right. And I don't have any friends to sign my cast. That's dumb.
Oh, and as you're older, you realize casts aren't cool. You know what I mean? They stink. It's not as cool as it was in elementary school. Like down and not have a cast.
You're saying I can't shower with it? Like I got to put a garbage bag over that? That's a no for me, dog.
I don't want to be the stinky one in the office with the stinky cast. No hoverboards for me. No, thank you.
I like how your first thing went to it. I don't want a stinky cast, okay?
Well, I never had a cast, but I was always jealous in elementary school. Like, oh my gosh.
I had one.
Sarah had a pink cast. That's cool. Now that I'm older, I know.
They're smelly.
I don't want to be smelly.
I'm just curious if maybe you sweat on your arms or something.
Well, yeah.
Like, but a ridiculous amount.
Well, no, not like a normal amount. But if you had it, if it was wrapped up in a cast, yeah, I'd probably be sweating. I would. Yeah.
They need to invent deodorant for the casts.
They do.
We'll really get on it. We might get rich for that. Over 40,000 incidents of this were reported to the ERs in the last 12 months. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Can you imagine we leave radio one day to invent deodorant for Cass?
Dude, Axe body spray. Call me. I have an idea.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Over 40,000 incidents of this were reported to the ERs in the last 12 months. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Over 40,000 bites by humans were reported to the ERs in the last 12 months. Okay, Taylor. Have you ever been bitten by a human? I don't know. Did you ever have a cat fight in college or?
Nope.
Okay. Have you ever been bitten by a sibling?
Nope.
Have you ever bit yourself?
Nope.
You now don't. Okay. That's a lie. And I'm going to shut that one down.
That I've never bit someone?
No.
Excuse me for not being into cannibalism. No, I don't have...
I'm sorry, I didn't assume that you were.
I don't have the urge to bite people. What in the Edward Cullen?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.